So Parshas Bahar Bechukosai, and there is a very, very famous pasuk. I think every first pasuk of Parshas is famous. But in the beginning, in Bechukosai Teilechu Ves Mitzvasai Tishmeru Vasisim Osam. So that means if you will walk with my Chukosai, with my statutes, Ves Mitzvasai Tishmeru, if you're going to keep my mitzvos, Vasisim Osam, and you do them, and then it proceeds to explain, keeping all the mitzvos will lead to all these different types of brachos. Many different brachos will come. The Midrash points out that it's from the word im bechukosai to the word komimius, which begins with an aleph and ends with tav, that it's the whole gamut of brachos. Any possible blessing you could possibly need is going to be listed over here, included, incorporated for people who dedicate themselves to Torah and Avodas Hashem. And the question is, the beginning of the parsha, what does it mean exactly? Why is there seemingly a double expression? Now, Rashi says, very famous pshat, what does it mean? It means amelos batorah, right? Hevo amelim batorah. That's really what's going on here. That's bichukosai teilechu. Okay, so the question we have to ask is, where does Rashi get that from? Right, so he's quoting the Midrash and Toras Kohanim, that it's an expression of amelos. Rashi explains himself. He says, how do I know that phrase, if you walk with my statutes, that is referring to, like, what's it referring to? So he says, I'll tell you. Because yachol zekim amitzos. I might have thought that this line, if you walk with my statutes, you walk with my laws, sounds like doing the mitzos, right? So that's what I would have thought. Nope, it can't be, says Rashi, right? Yes, Mr. Sai Tishmeru, the Gomer, Hare Kiyom HaMitzvos. When it says, the very next phrase, and you keep my mitzvos, so that's Kiyom HaMitzvos. That's the fulfillment of mitzvos. So the first line cannot be that. So Rashi's basically saying, by process of elimination, we have excluded the possibility of the phrase, walk with my statutes. We have excluded the possibility of that being mitzvos, therefore it must be what? Amelus batorah. It's a little bit of a jump, right? Understood, right? We know one thing it can't be, okay? Where do you see amelus batorah in Ibukukosai Teilechu? So that's the question. And again, it's really a question on the Midrash that he's quoting in Toras Kohanim. But how do we get to this point of amelos? Now, in general, I'm afraid to say any pshat in Bechukosai Teilechu, because, you know, whenever you say a pshat, like a little bit of a new pshat, so you can hopefully rely. You know, there's Shivan Panim LaTorah, there's 70 possibilities out there, so hopefully you got one of them. But the Or HaChaim famously has 42 pshatim on this phrase, so that very much limits the amount of possibilities. You have a much smaller chance of getting the right one. I only have 28 left, right? If you have 70 punim to the Torah, and he already used 42 of them, so you're much more limited. But I want to suggest not a new pshat, but just a pshat and a way to understand Rashi, where he's coming from. We'll start just by talking about a mashal that's often quoted along with this parsha of what amelos is about. So what is amelos? So famously, the Chafetz Chaim points out on the line that we say in the siyum, it's part of the tefillah, that's a hodah, when quoted the Gemara in Brachos, when someone leaves the Beis Medrash, it's on the inside cover of many Gemaras as well, that anu amelim v'hem amelim. We who are involved in the Beis Medrash, who are involved in the learning, we're amel, we're toiling, v'hem amelim, and they're toiling. But we're working and toiling and working very hard, and we get schar. We get paid for it. And there, people in the outside world that are not in the Beis Medrash, not part of the world of the Torah, they are working very hard, but they're not getting paid. Ask the Chafetz Chaim, is that true? Right? There are a lot of people out there who are working very hard and getting paid for it. Nothing to do with Torah, nothing to do with mitzvos, nothing to do with chesed, just they're working hard in their job and they're getting paid. What are you talking about? And the Chafetz Chaim famously gives the mashal about I think the original form is the shoemaker. Somebody asks the shoemaker to make him a shoe. I want you to make it in a particular way. He comes back a week later and says, okay, so where's my shoe? So here's the pair of shoes. He looks at them. They're falling apart. Nothing's held together. And he said, these shoes, I can't pay you. I can't wear these shoes. I'm not going to pay you for these shoes. And then the shoemaker says, listen, I understand. I know they're not my finest work. I worked very, very hard for them. I spent hours and hours and hours. I'm sorry. At the end of the day, I came up a little bit short. But I'm sure you're going to pay me for my amelos, for my hard work, the hours that I put in. And the answer is no. I'm not going to pay you for that because you get paid for the finished product, the final product. That's not the over here, the shoes. I can't buy those shoes. Says the Chafetz Chaim, that's not how it is when it comes to Talmud Torah. Right? Anu amelim u'makabelim schar, we don't just get a schar for the result. Right? You worked hours and hours, and finally at the end of the day, you got pshat and tosus, you understand the Rashi, you understand the Mishnah, you got through the daf. It's not just the final result that you get paid for. You get paid for the amelus, for the effort that you put in. So even if you spent an hour in morning seder trying to figure out what pshat in the Rashi is, and at the end of the day, then and Rebbe gives shir, and it's, well, you could not have been more off. But every second that you're working and pushing and plugging away and putting in a mailus, you get schar for. So anu mailum mekabelim schar. We actually get schar for our amelus itself. And with that understanding of what a mailus is, perhaps we can understand where Chazal saw this in Bechokos Teilechu. So we have these, I think, the two key words over here. First of all, there's Bechokosai, which is chukim, and there's Teilechu, going, halicha. So, achukim, we know famously, they're compared to mishpatim. That mishpatim are laws that we understand, that are, to our understanding, logical. The mishpatim, for example, laws about how to deal with murderers and how to deal with theft and monetary payments, those are classic examples. And then you have examples of chukim, things that we can't understand. Zos chukas haTorah, the Parah Aduma, things like kilayim, shatnis. What is this? Kashrus. There's so many laws that don't seem to make sense. Those are chukim. The chukim, in a sense, are that aspect of Hashem that we cannot possibly understand, no matter how much you try. And nevertheless, teilechu. You walk, you go, you plug away, you push in that process. Teilechu, the expression of halicha, is not an expression of a destination, but rather of a journey. Right? I'm being holy. It's not if in Bechosai, you know, yogiu, if they will reach, if they will achieve, if they will accomplish. It's teilechu. If they're going to go in that journey, they're going to be walking and pushing and going, even though it's bichukosai, they're chukim. You can't possibly understand. It's the most hard, most complex Gemara and Yevamos you can possibly imagine. You're never going to get it, and you're nevertheless pushing and plugging away, and teilechu, and you're going to go in that. So that's when you're going to get all these brachos, and those are what I want to suggest are the key words to understand how we get to what Rashi's getting at. This is a melus v'Torah. If you have chukim, and you're nevertheless teilechu, that's a melus v'Torah. And I think also you can expand it beyond just Torah, melus in anything, in Avodas Hashem, that our efforts are the things that are getting rewarded. And more than it is the destination, it's the journey. Because the journey itself is the destination. It's like when someone goes on a road trip. So it's not we're trying to get from point A to point B, but the whole trip is part of it. And that's, of course, one of the ideas by Sphira, why we're counting up and not counting down. Classic question. Why are we counting up? Right? Usually you count down. I have this many more days till end of school, until my vacation. I have this many more days till my birthday. I have this many more days till this exciting day. This many more days to my wedding date. You will always have something that you're counting down to. How many days left? Shavuos, we don't do that. We count up to Shavuos. We count up. Why? Because, yes, we don't want to just skip to Shavuos. Right? When you have a few more days to the wedding, assuming everything is prepared, right? But when you have a few more days to the wedding, you want to skip that week. You want to fast forward a month till my vacation's coming up. You want to fast forward a month. Jump right over there. You don't want that time in between. But that's not how it works when we're getting ready for Shavuos. We don't want to snap our fingers and here we are, here's the cheesecake, here's the Lord. That's not what we want. We want the process of Sfiras HaOmer, of this day by day, moving along with the process and experiencing this journey of Avodas Hashem, that, so we're counting up, because every day was, it was another day of the road trip. It's not, you know, if you want to go to, you want to get to a certain faraway country, you want to go to Europe or something like that. So you, we want to, how can I get there as fast as possible? But when you're on a road trip, you're saying, I want to do a road trip for 7 days with my family, 7 days with my friends. I'm doing this road trip because every day of the trip is meaningful and it's an experience. And so this idea of sphera we see over here, we see as well, I think, in Bechukosei Teilechu and the Amelus and enjoying the experience and being able to grow. And Rish Hashem, we should be zocha to enjoy. We have a little under a couple of weeks left. I didn't count as counting. But we have a little under a couple of weeks left to Matan Torah and to be able to, Rish Hashem, maximize these 2 weeks and be able to really appreciate the journey and the Amelus as well as the wonderful gift of Shavuos. I'm going to be kind of having a good time.